Tyler, thanks so much for doing this. First of all, I know you'd rather be in the playoffs right now, but congratulations on what was a phenomenal year. And I'll just start by asking you this. The Cardinals had a lot of young outfield prospects. I want to say for the past couple of years, there's been almost an assembly line of guys. When did you think that you had managed to secure a position at the head of that group? Was there a time where you looked around and said, okay, this job's mine? Was it this spring, or was it just kind of a gradual thing?
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Kevin. How are we doing today?
Good. Doing well. Thank you, man.
First of all, thanks for having me, first of all. It's been a crazy couple of years. Obviously, COVID last year, definitely shook things up. But, there's a lot of opportunity out there. Obviously, we had a bit of an open outfield a couple of years ago. I guess they're trying to find their guys. Front office trying to find who they're willing to trust and play out there all the time. So opportunity was in front of me, and that's something that can't go to waste.
Tyler, you hit third in all those games that led to the Cardinals' 14-6 record in September. What was the difference for you in that final month?
I honestly just mentally stepped up. It was crunch time. We were trying to run down a playoff spot, and I was hitting pretty good later in the year, and they ended up sticking me between Paul Goldschmidt and Arenado there. So, you gotta find ways to get on base for those guys and drive them in and stuff. So, I did a good job of that.
How much did you talked about the COVID-19 and the pandemic? How much did coming out of last year with that gold glove mean to you? It's something that you could hang your hat on, right? An indication that people around the game had taken notice of that particular aspect of your game.
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely, again, like crazy year with the shortened COVID season. I had obviously a great defensive year that year, and I was able to pull out a gold glove, which is obviously my pride and joy right now. That's such a prestigious award. Obviously, every kid looking up to that playing defense is that's the goal, right? So to be able to put that under my belt was definitely a confidence booster for me, and really just allowed me to kind of dig my feet in mentally, I guess, and trust myself, really trust my abilities, letting myself know that, I can do this. This isn't out of my game, and allowing myself to belong and compete the way that I should be.
Now, when you look at some of your underlying numbers this year, two things step out. One, it seems as if, and I don't know if this was a Cardinals organizational philosophy or just something that you did, I almost got the sense there was a little more controlled pitch selection, on your part. I mean, you had a lot of hard contact. I think your hard hit percentage went up to over 55% from 39. Your barrel percentage, exit velocity, all of that stuff went up. Was that just a matter of maturity, Tyler? And I'll ask you this, I look at those numbers and I think, yeah, this kid's probably not had his best year. Like, he could probably still cut down on strikeouts a bit and bump the average up a bit.
For sure. Yeah, I think, this is really my first year to play every day. So being allowed that opportunity to have to go through the adjustment phase and go through the failure phase and being able to trust myself and not being worried about getting pulled if I go 0-4. I think that was the biggest key there. It's just being told that, it's your spot, go get it, do your thing. And obviously the numbers show for themselves there. And you're right there too. I feel like there's definitely room for improvement. The numbers on the board are great, but, there's a limitless opportunity in this game. Always smack a ball hard in the outfield or take your walk or do something productive. So there's always ways to improve. I definitely feel like I have a clear vision of what I'm going to be doing into next year, and sky's the limit.
Tyler, you mentioned about who you were hitting around. I talk a lot about the guys that I played with used to try and tell me, you have your at-bat on the on-deck circle. You look the guys that pitch sort of the same way to the guy in front of you, the guy behind you. Maybe you can gain something, a plan off of that. Did you take any information from the guy in front of you that maybe said, okay, this guy's throwing me a fastball, he's throwing that guy a fastball, maybe I go up and look for that?
For sure. Yeah, I think it's definitely a little more personalized, you know, based off of what you've done your last 10, 20 ABs or so. Just with all the computer and analytics and stuff in the big leagues, you know, there's so much film and scouting that goes into it now. So it's really being tuned in with how you got out last time and how you're going to counteract that the next time up. You know, where the pitcher going to attack you in the zone, stuff like that. You know, definitely hitting between those guys. Got a couple more pitches to hit, you know, let me be a little more free swinging, which is great. And, you know, just going to have to find time to take your walks too. So there's just, it's a lot. It's a long road, and I'm just so happy that I'm able to continue to learn and observe these guys, watch them play and contribute as well. So, you know, we got a bad trio of right-handed hitters there right now.
In conversation with Tyler O'Neill on Blair and Barker, you mentioned about your first full major league season. What did you learn about needing to maintain your energy through the season, needing to maintain your focus, and will it change how you approach your off-season regimen, having an idea now of what it takes to be productive over 162 and also get into the postseason?
100%, yeah. I ended up playing, I think, 130-something games this year, and it really felt like a marathon. So obviously want to squeak in some more games next year. It just really comes down to managing your body. The mental grind is so long too. But like I said earlier, you know, it was my first full year in the big league. So just being able to go through the learning curve and adjust and compete day in and day out has been a great experience for me. And I'm just ready and happy to build off of that.
Yeah. Now I got to ask you about the 17 game streak that you guys went through of winning. Was there talk about that every single day? How did you guys come in and approach that part of being in a winning streak that long?
Yeah, we were just playing such good baseball all around. You know, there's a couple games we were down late, but somebody came up with a big hit, or, you know, if our offense wasn't working, our bullpen held it down. You know, other games we were scoring 8-9 runs, and everything was working. So we were playing great baseball as a unit, as a team. You know, it's not a one-man show out there. You know, you gotta have your pitching on, you gotta have your hitting on, and you got to have clutch moments when you go on a streak like that. You know, it's definitely historic. I think we set a franchise record by about a game or two, which is incredible. You know, being the St. Louis Cardinals, as long as they've been around and as winning and historic as a franchise as they are, you know, to be a part of something like that is an honor.
Now, I think yesterday, those of us who watched baseball were able to get a little taste of Adam Wainwright's humor and his personality in the broadcast booth with A.J. Pierzynski. Look, the relationship, first of all, Adam Wainwright's season was tremendous, the resurgence season. But the relationship between him and Yadi, like, you're in that clubhouse. Can you tell us a little bit about that relationship and maybe expand a bit on the importance of Yadier Molina, just not just on the field, but just everything that goes on?
Yeah, we call him the Yod Father for a reason. Yeah, he's been around for about 17 years, going on 18, somewhere in there. So a couple rings, you know, that guy's a legend. He's a walking Hall of Famer. So, you know, as a young player, all I'm trying to do is pick his brain, learn from him, watch him, observe him, see how he works, see how he plays, watch his demeanor. You know, it's the same with Adam. Obviously, it's a different side of the ball, but just seeing the mentality when he gets on the mound. You know, he walks a guy, he doesn't care, he goes right after the next guy, he gives up a homer, doesn't care, goes right after the next guy. If he's rolling, he's just in rhythm, he's flowing. You know, you gotta, as a young player, you gotta pick up on notes of why older veteran guys are successful. And there's definitely a few keys there, that's for sure.